Good morning and welcome to Making a Change for Good. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
Our assignment from yesterday, do your daily practice being on the lookout for any subtle messages of self-hate. Use any negative message as a reminder to redirect attention to what is true about you, RL. All right, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Todd in Seattle, Washington.
Hello, Todd.
Hi
there. What are you seeing?
Hey. Well, I'm just seeing, honestly, how proud of myself that I've been. I feel like, I moved and I haven't been able to call in on the show, and so ego tries to get me on that. I get behind. Ego tries to get me on that. I get confused about my focus. Ego tries to get me on that. And it's just, but I just continue to just keep pushing on. And and so this was just kind of cue practice for me to say, hey, I had a moment. I could call today. And like I said, just proud of myself in ways I've never been in my whole life, just because of this year-long retreat. And so I just wanted to praise report, I guess, this morning.
And so the way I would phrase that is being really happy for him.
Yes. Yeah.
That you're really happy for him, right? As the practitioner, as the person who wants to wake up and end suffering, realizing how much a human being has suffered at the hands, at the imaginary hands of ego, and wanting for him not to suffer like that, and then doing what is required to end that suffering, and then to realize it's happening for him, gives us great delight.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, and that just goes back because I just have, you know, compassion for myself that I've just never had before. Like I just have love and support and yeah, you putting it like that, you know, really happy for him. Because it's hard. It's so hard sometimes.
It's hard to be a human being. Right? It's incredibly hard to be a human being. The process of extricating ourselves enough from that death grip of ego to be able to start through the process of ending that suffering, that's monumental. And Elizabeth said yesterday, it talked about yanking ourselves back out of ego's grip. You know, that's a Herculean task, right? A movement or a moment or whatever we want to call it. So, to be so grateful and happy that this has happened. And Todd, I keep moving you away from proud of myself for a very specific reason, and that is that it is the proverbial slippery slope. You can sense that if ego could get hold of that and move into pride about accomplishment, then it's easy for it to become conditional. And this isn't conditional. It's unconditional, and it's coming from love.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. See, I just love calling so much because then I'll just listen to this.
That's what practice and Sangha does for us, right? We go along. There's no doubt about it. But when we connect with Sangha and with practice, we just start making these giant, those moon, when you're the astronauts are walking on the moon, you know, like, a great giant step. Yeah. And we start making those in practice.
That's a great vision.
It feels great.
That. Yeah.
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 All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you so much. That's
All right. Take care.
Okay,
join us
happy.
When you can. Okay. Go happy.
I will. Go all happy. Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Todd. I'm sorry, that was what was dropping in from the initial conversation, that reassurance or that encouragement and support and love that we can live in that is not actually based on performance. It's so interesting to observe how we speak, right? No matter what I did do, that mm-hmm. is... that is the possibility that's available to me. And when we can move to the place you're pointing us to, which is, I love you. It doesn't matter what you did or did not do, right?
That's
that when
right.
we can decouple the performance from the love, life takes on a whole new dimension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because we're what we're really responding to is the authentic nature of the human being. That's what, mm-hmm. that's what is touched. And that's that. I've been using that funny little image yeah. lately of the conveyor belt pulling us home, and that's yeah. what it is. That's the hopping on the conveyor belt, and all of those standards and doing and just begin to fall away because we realize it. This is a matter of being, not doing.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and one other thing that I think Todd was pointing us to, which is that it's often coupled with doing, but also coupled with performing, doing within a particular set of circumstances, right?
Mm-hmm. And
that
yeah.
that somehow or the other, the circumstance is independent from our being. We just happen to be in the circumstance and do in the circumstance. And so not only if we can uncouple the unconditional love from the doing, but also in the being in the circumstance, that's another monumental shift in our practice.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. and so, for example, right, I don't want to do this, or this circumstance is hard, and I don't want to do this. I mean, even then, it's all right, right? It doesn't have to be an easy circumstance, and you don't have to do it. I still love you.
Yeah, and you don't. You definitely don't have to want to.
I'm a horrible human being because I don't want to do what I'm conditioned to believe is good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's where self-hate gets us, right? That because it trades on the goodness that exists in life and uses mm-hmm. that against us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and the other aspect, not to go on too long, but the other aspect that it ties into, of course, is results. So, and that's the other one that we want to. It's not about results; it's about the unconditional love that is happening in this moment. It's not mm-hmm. about anything else. Yeah.
All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Hello, Sherry.
Hello.
Hello. This is Patty from Vancouver.
Patty?
Yes.
Home
I'm
safely?
I'm home safely.
Very good. Very good.
Yes. And I didn't think I'd get on, but there you go.
Well, see, that's right. We just never know.
We just never know.
Mm-hmm. What are you seeing about this thing? That now you've been gone for... 8 days, something like that.
Seven days.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then
and,
back
and,
in.
Well, I've been keeping my commitment, which is to, I've done even more than two reassurances. I did my virtual meditation. I put myself in the queue. So this is good.
This
and,
is lit up behavior.
And the thing that you were just talking about performance and doing versus being, and that was a lot of what I was processing during the retreat around doing art, and art as play or art as a result, and
as pressure
and the
stress
pressure.
And yeah.
And being able
misery.
To, yeah.
How to turn, that's an ego specialty, how to turn play and pleasure and enjoyment into misery and suffering.
Right. And mm-hmm. and what you love, you are no longer enjoying or doing it for enjoyment
mm-hmm.
or playing, as I...
Mm-hmm.
So it's very, very motivating to remember that, to remember what it is. And that's where the reassurances for me will really be helpful to do all the time, is that mm-hmm. remind myself what it is I love and how I want to be in it. And
make those recordings and listen yep. to them often. And yep. as an artistic type, of course, you can make yourself all kinds of fun reminders that you're doing this for your pleasure, not for suffering.
Yeah, like, you know, by drawing it or in clay, yeah. You know, making
yeah.
it and
yes.
all kinds of things around to remind me.
Yeah.
Not even just recordings, not even just like audio. It's
everything.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Take it in through all those senses. Let
yeah.
all those senses work for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're home safe and sound.
Thank
it was
you.
A good retreat, huh?
It was amazing retreat. Very, very good. And the container and the monks so lovingly and the facilitators just so, so gently and lovingly taking us through that retreat. It's
good.
Just,
good.
I would recommend it to anyone.
Good. All right, I was getting, you know, I was manipulating you into a little commercial there, and you did beautifully. Thank you, Patty.
I would willingly do it anytime. Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye. Go happy.
You too.
Thanks, Patty. Well, you know, Sherry,
there we go. Mm-hmm. 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 That's it.
All right. Yeah. Exactly. That it just slipped what I was going to say. So I'm going to let that next caller come on and say it for me instead. Here we go.
All right.
Next
All
caller,
right.
You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Michael in California.
Hello, Michael.
Hi there.
I'm not sure
I can channel Ashwini. what I'm seeing is that I really appreciated what you were Ashwini was talking about, the independent of the circumstances, that I bring my willingness and my good attitude and energy, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of
yeah.
the results, regardless
yeah.
of the outcome. And,
yep.
you know, it's just I put myself out there because, you know, in whatever way, I participate
yeah.
in whatever way, because that's who I am and that's what I'm here to do. And whatever
yep.
results from that, I don't know, but I've already received the, quote, results by participating.
Yes, exactly so. And it's if we get focused on things like results, it just distracts us from this here now, the participation right now, and the
yes.
obvious, from what you're saying, and my own experience, I'll confess, the joy of the participation, of being here.
Yes.
That's what we get out of it,
yes.
right? And whatever
yes.
else falls out is just another opportunity to participate.
Yes, yes. And what I saw as you were saying that is the, you know, the quote performance or, you know, the quote assessment of, you know, the value of whatever I did is that, you know, an ego assessment. And, you know, life has a much broader sense of
yes.
result,
yes.
outcome, a performance,
yes.
You know, and quote, a lot of quote failures along the way are really important to learning
yes.
in the long run.
Yes.
In
yes,
the big picture.
Exactly. Yes. And in
yeah.
fact, that, that process that you just identified, that's one of ego's greatest assets for its own maintenance is getting people to believe that there's mistake and failure. And just about everybody does. But it is that short-sighted ego tunnel vision view of life that makes people think that. Because, in fact, as you say, all that's happening is learning. And if we get caught up in self-hate and self-recrimination and a conversation, we're missing this moment and we're missing the gentle learning that is possible for us when we are open to seeing what is happening in every moment of our lives.
Yeah. And something I got from practice recently along those lines is just this moment. Just this moment.
Yes.
Okay, whatever it is I'm doing for this. Okay, I'm my goal for this month is to be more tidy in my environment, in my home. Okay, there's a lot going on there. There's jobs and kids and family and, okay, what's to be done right now?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's just do the dishes right now. Just this moment.
And, Michael, I know this is part of it, just to underline it, enjoy it. Right? There's just this moment to enjoy, to participate and enjoy. So what's available right now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's so good.
So, it's so good. It's so good. And thank you both. Fabulous.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Michael.
That's it.
Yes, exactly. And just that point that Michael was making, which is that life is so much more than ego can ever conceive it to be.
Yeah.
I mean, talk about limitation trying to interpret infinity.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's just, it's really, it's worse than asking a three-year-old for a philosophy of life.
And the three-year-old is probably going to come way closer than all of us together.
Because the three-year-old probably knows how to have fun and how to enjoy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So maybe closer to ask your dog. And then again, at least the dog probably knows how to love. So, we just don't want to ask ego anything.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Christian in L.A.
Hello, Christian.
Hi,
what are you
too.
Seeing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it has been quite a full moon doozy for me. Just been kind of taken over emotionally at certain times. Not really on topic. It's around intimate relationship. And a couple days ago, I thought, it doesn't matter what I do, I can't get out of this. I feel completely just out of control and angry and just like literally taken over. So that voice dropped in. That thought came through from ego. And then I was like, okay, well, let's treat this. What do we do? Let's fight back, you know? So I did yoga and I did my inner child work. I have a little inner child doll. I talked to him. He slept in bed with me for the past two nights. I meditated. And I really, really wanted to reach for addictions. I really did. And ego wanted me to reach for addictions,
oh,
I should say.
Yeah.
And I did not. I did not. And
good
I stayed with it. Thank you. And it's been just really painful. And my initial question was going to be, what do you do when you're totally and completely taken over? And I think maybe I just answered it with just more practice, like just more intense practice and talking to friends and opening up. And
well, Christian, here's what I would say. You know, that little kid person is great. But if you're talking intimate relationship, that little kid shouldn't be a part of it.
Well, that's what I tell him, by the way.
Yes.
I tell him, it's going to be okay. I'm going to take care of you. I got this. You know,
and then it helps
me feel calmer.
So the person that you want to be talking to is the person who is actually having the experience. Mm. And that's where we strongly recommend two-handed recordings.
That I have not been doing. And the two-handed recordings is like, one is the question, and then when I switch hands, it's the mentor. That
well,
one?
What? Yes, it is. And I'll be a little even a little more specific. And, of course, there's tons of stuff on the recordingandlistening.org website to help you with this. But the bottom line is you put the recorder in your right hand and you let that guy talk. Not the ego voices, although they will definitely try to chime in, but the one who is just miserable, who's just the recipient of all of this, and he is just miserable. And he's angry, and he's sad, and he's frustrated, and he's grieving, and he's, you know, everything that he's feeling in one of these kinds of circumstances that happen to us, okay? Mm-hmm. And he just talks. And then you sit still and take that in, okay? Just let that roll over you, the level of suffering that he is in. And you sit with it until you feel, you know, okay, yeah. And then, you recorded what he said, right? You were there with that. Yeah. And then you put the recorder in your other hand and you play what he said. And you really listen. You really listen to him. Okay? The way you would a dear friend. But more so because he shares a body with you, right? And so you listen to him, and then you sit still with that, and you wait and see if the wisdom, love, and compassion that animates you has something to offer him.
Okay.
And then you say that to him. And the thing about this, Christian, people will think, okay, all right, yeah, I can do that. But we're not talking once.
We're not talking once?
Once. We're not saying do this once and it's going to clean everything up, right? Because every time he gets into that place, you're going to do that process with him so that he has somewhere to go with it rather than trying to keep it together so that he can take care of a young part of him who is freaked out by the fact that he's so freaked out.
Okay, that helps. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I record what drops in.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And for the what's going on here aspect of it, what that is teaching us when we are in that kind of situation is to move away from the human being the conditioned human being who is made to suffer all of this into the wisdom, love, and compassion that can save that human being. It's actually realizing that you are not him. You are actually the awareness, the clarity, the wisdom, the unconditional love that can save him.
Yeah, okay. Excellent. I wrote it all down, and I'll listen to it again.
Very good, and then you'll let us know.
I definitely will. Thank you so much, you
all
guys,
right.
And thanks,
take
everyone.
Take good care of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Christian. It's so important that we practice that way, right, Sherry, that in other words, there's a way in which we have to tap into the Sangha and guidance as a practitioner. Because when we are suffering and we have a practice, what self-hate does is try to isolate us and not allow us to acknowledge what's going on and seek the support when what we're practicing with may not actually address the issue.
Yeah. In a way, it almost becomes a process of using the practice against us. Now, Christian didn't say this, and I don't know this, but in that kind of situation, people will often hear, well, you can do this. You should be able to do this. I mean, you have all the tools you need. Why can't you? And And no, we all need support.
Yes, and that's what the self-hate is, right? That negative mm-hmm. force that is willing to wipe out our experience as human beings, mm-hmm. invalidate it, negate it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, I think we might have time for one more caller, Sherry. So here we go.
Oh,
next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Alice in London.
Well, hello, Alice. What are you seeing?
Well, I'm so thankful. I'm seeing gratitude. I'm seeing massive gratitude for the quality of your life is dependent on the focus of your attention. And I'm learning letting go. And I'm so thankful for the quality of your life. Sorry, the universe book. What universe are you creating? And when I first saw that, I thought, oh, so I'm creating it, am I? It's me, is it?
It's my fault.
No, it's all me, is it? So yeah. I'm working, I love it. I just love it, and I love it. Letting go, something that's making, what am I seeing is the question. I'm having a rocking good laugh today because I'm learning letting go, that sometimes it's the best thing that never happened if something uh-huh. doesn't happen. So what uh-huh. happens today and what am I seeing? Me, I don't order things online. No. I've got 3 out of 3 occasions when it didn't work very well. So I just go down the road and I can either buy it here or I don't buy it. I made an exception. What is so interesting that is worth exception for? Okay, I'm not into cricket, but there's something here that really matters. In the Ashes, there was a guy who was brilliant called Ben Stokes. And when England thought everything had gone and they weren't stand any chance at all, they needed 70 runs and there was Ben Stokes and the last man with him. Last man in cricket is usually a damn good bowler, but they're a crappy batsman. So that's why they're last man in. So what Ben Stokes has to do, he has to make sure that the last man in never faces a ball. Ben Stokes has to hit a 2, a 4, or a 6 so that the ace bowler doesn't have to face a really nasty moment and get out. So what happens is no one believes it, and he gets down to 50, and they still need 50 to equalise or win. And no chance, no dice. And what happens? They get the whole way, and Ben Stokes hits 6. 6 is a boundary without it touching the floor. 6, 6, 4, 2 in a row, and the whole of England is having a wetty. That's a technical term. And I can't believe it. My husband's sitting there on the edge of his seat. So what's this got to do with what I'm seeing today? Well, they made it.
Everything.
They made it. Everything. They made it.
Yeah.
They made it, and they had yeah. Man of the Match T-shirts, and everybody wore them at the next test. And they also had Leach Star 1. What does it mean? Star 1 means not out. Leach was the 11th man. He was the last man in, and he got one run. But England got their test victory. He got one run, and I immediately wanted that T-shirt because if I just stay in, then I can help other people hit a 6, 6, 4, 2 if I just pace myself exceptionally carefully. So what did I do? I ordered it. So where is it? I don't know. It says that it's been delivered, but I haven't got it. So am I letting go? Am I happy to let it go? I guess I am because I'm over the moon to share this with you, and I don't mind if I don't wear a T-shirt with Leach Star 1 that I have to keep washing if I drip things on it. But it's so I'm seeing that just staying in and pacing ourselves and not letting ego...
Paying attention. Eye on the prize.
Yeah, and my friend says that in yoga, your ego will be telling you not to finish a pose, and it'll be saying, my ego says it doesn't even want me to end the session. I walked out of the session this morning because I felt tired, and I've heard not to do yoga when you need to sleep, but each one of you can choose that for yourself. And I'm just so thrilled because I'm hearing you saying, I'm seeing today, listening to you say to listen, and how ego is not, how to be unconditional. And it doesn't matter whether I got the T-shirt or not. it's a total joy to be here, Terry and Ashwini and Sanger. You know that I've been a bit of a gap. Why is that happening? because my daily yoga session is at 4 o'clock and this happens at 5. But I've got a win-win. You don't lose. There's no losing in life. Equanimity. I love
That's
equanimity
right.
in that book. It's you win one way and you win the other. And if I'm not doing yoga, I'm on the blower to our cherry and Ashwina and Sangha. That's all. And it's a ripping good laugh. And Leek Star
yes.
One, it's already out of date. It was all in August. So, you know, we want to be in this moment. I'm hearing you say this today. This moment, and it's joy. And ego wants us to get all in a bait about whether or not my T-shirt arrived and it cost £10. Well, I'm really glad it didn't cost 50. I'm really thankful that if I make a muck-up online, it's not for 50. So that's the gratitude page out of what
that's
universe.
That's right. There's always something to be grateful for, isn't there?
Yeah, and I keep quoting it. I keep quoting it to people in the street. And they love it.
Yeah. Everybody likes good news. Yeah.
No one's knocked my lights out yet.
All right.
I'm doing something I don't dare to, Cherry. I don't normally dare to talk online. I'm too scared of being in a forum. But here you are. I had to say thank you. That's all. I better zip it now. You've got other things to do before next Sunday.
All right. Thank
so
you,
lots
Alan.
Of love
what
to all.
Delight.
You're all total all right. stars. Love the lot
all
of
right.
you. Stay well because you're right. all very important people. VIPs.
See
you now.
See ya.
Thank
you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
My pleasure.
Bye,
thank
Alan.
You. Bye.
Star one, Cherry. If anybody wants a definition of lit up, I think we just had that experience. If you want to know what looks like and sounds like. Yeah, letting go. Letting go of everything other than the gratitude that exists in this moment. That'll do it to you.
With a cricket match analogy, which I understood.
I know.
That was
well, you did, but I followed. So I was, I was happy about that.
Well,
all right. Well, what do we got going?
Brings us to the end of the show, and our assignment is do your daily practice. Cultivate an attitude that encourages and supports the practitioner. Throughout the day, each time you hear a negative message, turn attention to encouragement. Pick up the recorder to offer an encouraging message to the practitioner.
Sounds good. All right. Well, thank
Go
you.
Happy,
thank
Sherry.
You, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody. Go happy.